What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So today we're going to be talking about homeowners insurance and how you're properly covered. But first, we're coming to you today with very heavy hearts. One of our key employees yesterday, I know this show is pre-recorded, but passed away after a long battle with cancer. And I've never had this particular, I guess, scenario happened to our agency in 30 years. We've dealt with some very tough things because people are people and they have problems. And a lot of times it could be a personal problem. It could be a divorce. It could be, you know, whatever we've had to deal with in the past. And this is one we've never had where one of our key people, one of our key employees has passed away. And most people are not going to know Amy in Georgia, but you know, if you're in Hayesville, Murphy, Amy Kitchens was somebody that you would probably know. And I just want to say that you know, we're all hurting now at our agency, and she was somebody that everybody loved. Or she helped everybody. She'd been working with us about almost 10 years and just did a tremendous job, and we've lost a very good friend and a very good teammate member, and I just wanted to give her acknowledgement before we started into our show today and try to keep our composure because we're all hurting at the agency. And I think Kathy will, what do you want to say about that, Kathy?
It's been very difficult for all of us.
Yes, it's been difficult for all of us. So I went down with our pastor Wednesday to see her in the hospital, and we prayed with her, and it was apparent that unless the Lord was to intervene, that she was not going to have much longer. So anyway, that's I want to say that for the show. So going into homeowners insurance, today we want to talk about that. And one thing that I feel about with homeowners, you don't see it advertised as much on TV. Why? Why is that? Most of the time you're seeing an advertisement, let us quote your auto insurance. Auto insurance in many ways is way more simplistic than a homeowner's insurance policy. I believe you have to have an extra level of expertise to write a homeowner's insurance properly. That's why you can have somebody at an insurance company sitting in some cubicle writing auto insurance. You have to have like seven coverages. You have to know what liability is, what med pay is, what uninsured motorist is, comp and collision, towing and labor, rental car coverage. All of that is fairly simplistic as far as the scope of coverages you have. Now, you also have to know about who the drivers are and things of that nature, where the vehicle's garage. But I could have somebody train fairly quickly to write an auto insurance policy. And the insurance companies know this. However, you are seeing them get the online carriers getting more into homeowners insurance. And I think it is a place where you could probably save money at the expense of being able to really get fouled up with your insurance coverage, because it is not a simplistic policy to write compared to auto insurance policy. Starting with the occupancy of the house, how the house is being used, things of that nature. There's many coverages you can have as an option on a homeowner's policy that need to be explained to the consumer, such as, you know, one of the big ticket items, flood is not covered. What about electrical disturbance, which is called an artificially generated electrical current? That is the exclusion on your homeowner's policy. So a power surge comes in and, you know, fries all of your electronic apparatus, maybe even your well pump, your garage door, refrigerator. Unless you have a certain coverage, that's not even a covered claim.
Earthquake's not covered either.
Earthquake is not covered. Kathy's correct. So you've got a lot of different moving parts in a homeowner's policy. What if you have extra land down the road? What if you have animals? There's just so many things that are able to be missed.
Also, the big thing is, I think, docks or other structures, detached buildings, detached garages, apartments, stuff like that is also missed a lot, too.
There's a lot. So let's unpack this homeowner's policy today. The homeowner's policy has got two parts to it. There is Section 1 and there's Section 2. Section 1 deals with the actual physical damage to your house. Section 2 is your liability coverage. So you're getting not only coverage for your house, you know, what's called apparel, which is, you know, cause of loss. So apparel means fire, lightning, windstorm, you know, so on and so forth. Liability means is if you do something that you get sued for your negligence, your homeowner's policy can provide liability coverage in that situation. Probably the biggest things I can think of is an animal, you know, a dog biting somebody, or somebody gets on your property and they're injured, things of that nature.
Children, too.
Well, most of your liability is going to come from driving an automobile.
True.
But talking about homeowners today, we can talk about how you can be liable, you know, just mm-hmm. personally. If you have some sort of accident or on your premises or you cause damage to a third party, somehow or another, that's your liability coverage. So going back to the first section, Section 1 of the homeowner's policy, we have the first coverage is called coverage A dwelling. Mm-hmm. And let me back up just a little bit. The first thing when somebody calls, we're going to ask what, Kathy? I mean,
we're going to ask about, you know,
occupancy.
Who owns the house? Who's the occupancy of the actual house? How are you going to use the house? This is going to be your primary, your secondary, or seasonal home. If it's rented, if you're going to rent it out, if you're doing VRBO, Airbnb, anything like that, we need to know about it so that we have it covered properly. Sometimes it won't be a homeowner's, it'll end up being a dwelling fire because it's being rented, depending on the carrier, how they want to go about doing that, or it's a landlord's policy. So that's really the first thing to determine how we're going to quote it and how we're going to actually cover that particular property.
So let's talk about the first thing Kathy mentioned was who owns the house. Mm-hmm. So so give the listeners an example of who could own a house or a dwelling structure.
Well, you have usually a husband and wife, a spouse or a partner that might be listed on the policy. Sometimes you have a spouse or a mother and a daughter. You can have aunts and uncles, or you could also have an LLC or a trust, which is really important to know too, because how the actual it's owned. So a lot of times we, as agency, we pull property cards just to make sure who actually owns the house, or if it's a new they just actually purchase it, a new purchase, then what we do is we will then talk to the attorney who's actually handling the closing and how it's being, you know, who's going to own it, if it's an entity or what have you, so we can then insure it with the proper carrier as well as the proper way of doing that particular quote.
So ownership is key.
Yes.
And if you transfer ownership, say to a trust, mm-hmm. you do estate plan and now your home has been put into a living trust, for example.
Right.
That needs to be something we know so we can add that living trust onto the insurance
yes.
policy. That's something we need to know. Now, limited liability companies, we're seeing more of those, LLCs.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing more properties owned by LLC. Makes perfect sense, especially in a situation where you're renting a home. Maybe you've got a tenant situation and you
want it in your personal name because of liability.
Yeah, you don't want to have all of your personal assets up for grabs. The ideal situation would be to have just that one location, one house that's owned by the LLC. I can think of some egregious situations, like maybe there's a carbon monoxide poisoning in a house and somebody passes away. If the LLC, the limited liability company, works the way it's supposed to, the liability would only be responsible, or I guess the LLC would be responsible for this situation, not necessarily the owner of the house as far as the homeowner. I mean, the homeowner might own the, or the individual might own the LLC, but hopefully that would only be limited to the value that was actually there on that particular premises. And that's right. An attorney question. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Right.
The terms indicative of what it's supposed to do is supposed to limit your liability. That's what an LLC is supposed to do.
We always tell people to keep your personal on your business. And, of course, talk to your attorney and make sure it's done properly.
Yep. So we have definitely advised people to consider having assets held in the LLC, especially if it's investment properties, vacant land, so on and so forth. Okay, so we're coming up to our first section of the show, with our break here. And we're talking about homeowners insurance today. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy. You're listening to Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 are in Georgia and 2 are in North Carolina. More Insurance Services Inc. owns More Insurance and also Mountain Insurance and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. But we're located for More Insurance in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, next to the post office and the South State Bank building. We're actually not part of the bank, but we're in a separate wing. So come by and see us there in Blairsville. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia, located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C, and the Town Trace building, which is the Red Brick building next to the hospital. So come by and see us there. And our last location is located in Hazel, North Carolina. We're actually located next to United Community Bank on the main drag there on Highway 64. So come by and see us in Hayesville. Then our other location, Mountain Insurance LLC, it's a division of More Insurance, is located in Murphy, North Carolina, right past So Good's restaurant on the left there. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And our last location located is actually in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge LLC, and it's a division of More Insurance as well. Come by and see us. We're located between Burger King and United Community Bank there in Blue Ridge. So come by and see us there. Also, you can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can check out our other locations. They are all connected, so you can check any of those out. We'd love to help you with your insurance. And that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kathy. And before the break, we had mentioned that our long-term team member, Amy Kitchens, has passed away. And as I said before, we're all really grieving here at our office because she was a very, integral part of our operations. And we have been fortunate to have many employees have been with us for many years. I mean, I've been fortunate not to have a lot of turnover. And Amy was there to help us along the way, and she'll be sorely missed. So today we're talking about homeowners insurance. Before the break, we'd reference the starting point in this is who owns the house? Is it an LLC, limited liability company? Is it an individual, husband and wife? Is it owned in a trust? That's our first part that we would need to know, who owns the house. The next step would be to find out what will be the occupancy of the house. And that means, most people, they reside at their home. That will be what the homeowner's policy is. You live there. Well, what if it's a rental house? How is the house being used? Could it be a vacant house? There's all these different caveats.
For sale, even for sale.
Even for sale, yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't know this. If you move out of your house and go somewhere else, we need to know, because there are certain insurance coverages such as water damage vandalism is not covered for typically 60 days. After that, you lose the coverage.
The exposure changes at that point. So you have to let us know so we can make sure that you're covered properly for that.
Yeah, so that's the next thing we know. Now, going down the line, I'd reference that there's 2 sections of a homeowner's policy. There's section 1 is going to be property of the damage to your house. And then section two is your liability coverage, where you might may be sued for something that you've done causing bodily injury or property damage to a third party that, that you have done. So the first thing on the homeowner's policy is coverage A, and that is for the dwelling. Now, this is a moving target in many ways because a value has to be established to what is on coverage A. And the value that we care about as an insurance agency is called replacement cost. And that means we're trying to build our customer, our insurance company wants to have enough coverage there to replace the home that is there. Many times we get caught up in, there's confusion about what replacement cost is versus what market value is. I remember reading back when I was working with my uncle in Atlanta one time, we went to an attorney and his job was to argue. And he just argued that replacement cost and market value was the same. And I was like, "This, I don't know what this guy's coming from. How's the attorney? It's just crazy." It was, so when we have a market value, that means what you can sell the house for. A good illustration would be if you have a house in the lake, that house would be a lot more valuable if the house is maybe in a very bad area in town. You know, it could be the exact same house. Everything's the same. The material's the same. It looks the same floor plan. It just has to do with location of the house. What's the three most important things in real estate, Kathy?
Location, location, location.
Location, and then location, and then location. So that's what any real estate is going to tell you. Mm-hmm. So that is irrelevant when it comes to us insuring a property. What we care about is being able to rebuild what is there. Now, a rebuilding cost may be a lot more based on where the house is located. Mm-hmm. For instance, we insure several houses up on Rainbow Springs between Hazel and Franklin. You have to drive through the Nantahala River sometimes just to get over to your house is being mm-hmm. built. Well, that's going to cost more money just because to deliver the build materials.
Because of the protection classes.
Well, but 10. So technically that's 10, but besides that, it's just to get materials up there is going to be more expensive than if you're delivering materials in town. What if we have a natural disaster or the economy changes? You know, what's going to happen with supply and demand build materials? It can fluctuate based on what the economy's doing. What happens after last year we had several storms hit where Kathy's from around Tampa. What happened to build materials there after that?
Skyrocketed.
Why?
Because of the demand of it. They didn't have enough, you know, supplies or having to get it somewhere else. Or
and your labor cost.
Yeah, labor.
What happened when we had the great financial crisis of 2008? What happened?
Everything, you know, they couldn't get rid of stuff. There were people repossessing your things, and the banks were doing that. And
so what happened to the cost of the house in that market?
It went down.
Yep. And so the build material. So there could be a correlation between market value and also, I guess there is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would expect the higher the replacement cost of houses, the higher the market value is going to be.
Right.
But we want to make sure that people are properly covered. And it's a moving target. But going back to homeowner's policy, that is what we call coverage A, which is your dwelling. I can tell by where we are on the show, we probably won't be able to get through this whole topic. But my next section is coverage B,
which is
other structures.
Other structure, which is usually 10% of what your coverage A is.
And that means, Kathy, so if you have a million dollar house insured, what's your coverage B? What's your
10% of that?
Which is $100,000. Yeah. Tell the listeners what we're doing right now and what we're having to do.
Well, we are building a garage, a detached garage. So we had to get a builder's risk policy for.
But why? Why?
Because it was detached from our structure. It's not attached, and it's on our premises. So it's a new.
So our homeowner's policy would not respond to this mm-hmm. New building being built,
right?
Because it doesn't qualify the definition under coverage B as other structures in the course of construction of our particular policy.
Right.
So we have a builder's risk policy for this garage. It's a detached garage, mm-hmm. which will eventually become attached, and we will end
but
up...
But until it is, it's not going to be covered for that. Yeah, and it's under construction. So
what's going to happen is our 10% for this garage is not going to be enough. In other words, our house is insured for, say, $500,000, $400,000. I'm going to have about $50,000 as a garage, and to replace a garage, we're looking in excess of that. So we have to buy an additional endorsement to be able to cover the garage.
Correct.
So, well, we're out of time. I can't believe how fast this goes, but it's a great topic we talk about all the time. It just kind of rolls off our tongue. You know, we talk about this a lot with customers, and I would definitely advise you to have a relationship with an actual agent that comes out and sees your property, understands your exposures and how to properly cover you, versus buying some sort of online policy that you saved a bunch of money on. You're going to be sorry in the end when you have a claim.
Yeah.
So
this is anybody to talk to you then.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is Mark and Kathy Moore signing off this week, and we will be back. You've been listening to our show called Peace of Mind, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.